Right now, it is time for Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy. He covers other things as well, sports, politics, and brings many, many years of experience into this. Good morning, Jim. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Marshall, and everyone out there in Robin Hood Radio Land. I hope everybody's fine. I see you doing your thing with the Yankees. Very nice.
You know, it's. I thought that maybe because they were playing weak teams, they were winning these games. But they went into Toronto last night, and Toronto's not a weak team. They're a strong team, and they got their 10th win in a row. You know, it looked at one point this season, they were 7-6 and looking lackluster. Right now, they're now 17-6 and have the best record in baseball. And, you know, it always goes to show you, Jim, we're talking about finances. The Yankees did not, and Judge did not come to a contract agreement. So right now, he's on pace to simply have, if he stays healthy, his best year ever. and this is where the Yankees were foolish. If he has his best year ever, he can write his own ticket.
Right.
You know?
Right. Incredible.
Now, I'm going to make a comment here. It has nothing to do with business, but I want to make this comment. I want to get it out of the way. Okay?
Shoot.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. First comment. The unbelievable happened yesterday when a draft of a Supreme Court decision was released by someone to the public. This shows you how far the Supreme Court has dropped in the fact that the only reason a draft would be dropped is for political reasons. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing, I am a supporter of Roe versus Wade. A big-time supporter of it. And if it does get knocked down by the Supreme Court, I'll be very upset and not happy at all. But I'm going to speak now to the millions and millions of American women back in 2016 who did not vote in the election simply because they did not like Hillary Clinton. Those millions and millions and millions of women and men, but women especially, who did not vote, helped elect Donald Trump president.
One of the most significant comments I've heard yet in terms of this this Roe situation.
You know, what Jim is, Barack Obama said before the election was even held, elections have consequences. And folks, this is the consequences you're sitting with now. A Supreme Court that is weighed 6-3, very conservative. It swings over the course of years from conservative to liberal to equal. But it appears a 5-4 vote with Chief Justice John Roberts voting with the dissenters. But you can't sit there now as a woman who didn't vote. Everybody else who voted can complain and can and really rev it up. But you people who sat it out and didn't vote in 2016, this is what happens when you don't vote in elections. Period.
Amen. Amen. Bringing a little history to this, Roe was originally passed by the Supreme Court by a 5-point margin. Mainly Republicans voted for it. Subsequently, George Bush Jr., Sr., and Donald Trump selected and got elected 5 Supreme Court Republicans. And now we have seen a 180 in terms of the way the Republican Party was in the 70s, and now it is currently. Also, when Judge Alito, who wrote this opinion, which is not really finalized yet, but looks like it's on its way, when he was being interrogated by the Senate, he basically stated that the Supreme Court would not be swayed by public opinion. Rather, it would decide itself on what the law should be. Now, we certainly have seen him behave that way many, many, many years later. But probably more significantly, we find that over 60% of the people in this country favor Roe. And it's easy to understand, if you live in a democracy as we do, why more than the majority would favor it. Because this law basically states it is a woman's right. I said R-I-G-H-T, a right to do with their body what they would do with their body, because it is their body. God gave them a body. It is their responsibility to take care of it, but to do whatever is necessary in terms of keeping it healthy, both mentally and physically, and keeping it in a fashion that enables them to prosper as a human being and to take care of other human beings when and if they come into this world. That being said, this is something that a lot of people, particularly the people who work in this area on women's rights, have been, they felt it was coming, but it was very foreboding, and there's always hope. But the Republicans have very basically gone to their base that believes the government should have more control over each individual than the Constitution says and was created to basically be for the rights of the people. So you now have a Republican Party, which is the, in my opinion, the anti-woman party, the party that is basically, if it continues in this fashion, and God forbid they do, but they might, there could be, the next step might be fooling around with women's voting rights. And then after that, kicking back the minimum wage that many people now have gotten. This is a sign of autocracy. This is a sign of possible dictatorship. This is a sign of fascism. Now, if you look at the past president, who is no longer president, you will see in his behavior, he basically lauded over everybody the fact that he had selected these judges. Well, needless to say, these judges are doing what he wanted, which is to overcome Roe. But you'll also find that the past president was basically advocating that the government is right and the individuals are wrong. No matter what the subject matter, it was always the government was right. In this instance, the former President Trump felt he was more king, more dictator than president. And that's what you get when you vote somebody who is that kind of individual in terms of their political philosophy. Better yet, in terms of their personal philosophy of gaining power for power's sake and making money for money's sake. So back to Marshall's very cogent point. If you didn't vote, in 2016, it's a shame. But that's over. That's finished. Now you have time to possibly change the direction that the country's been going since you folks did not vote in 2016. And that is, you have your primaries and you have your November elections. In my opinion, I think if the Democrats ever got off their behinds and started marketing and strategizing, Biden has done a tremendous amount, as has the party, for the individuals. You wouldn't know it if you listened to what the Republicans are saying, the lies that they put forward. But forget the lies. Truth to power. The Democrats have done a lot for the American people under Biden. And most importantly now, the Democrats have this to go to the people with. You want your mother, you want your sister, you want your wife denied the right, a God-given right of free will, denied by a government. You want this to happen and then more happen in terms of the civil rights of people. They've started on the women, but they'll come for the men eventually if the wrong people get into power.
Well, like I said, I'm going to go back to my original comment. I know people are going to complain. They're going to be very upset about this. But people who just sat out, men and women who just sat out the 2016 election because of a dislike of a candidate, not looking at the long-term effects that might actually come, don't complain. You just sit back down and you let people who really have been involved in this complain and work it out, because this is the way of life. it's a quote from the Disney series of Mandalorian. This is the way. Politics and elections have consequences, and now, almost a year and a half, 2 years after Donald Trump has been not president, that voting day in 2016 comes back and slaps you in the face big time if you did not sit there and vote, and if you are someone who believes that Roe versus Wade should stay in effect. Now, it's been pointed out, and it's true, that this is now becoming a states' rights issue if this is done. And that's all fine and good. States that want to offer abortions can offer abortions. But that's not the point. It's not banning abortions it's states have a right to offer this. What it's doing, though, is limiting people that live in states that aren't going to offer this, having to go to another state. And the state of Connecticut has already put a law that's going to go on the books that if you come here from another state that won't allow abortion and you get an abortion, the other state cannot penalize you for it. That law is going into effect. But the bottom line is, if you're not involved in the fray and you sit by the sidelines, I just don't want to see you complain. It's a cold thing to say, but it's true. But let's move on to the economy here, Jim, because there's something that's coming out of this war in the Ukraine, which a lot of people knew in the beginning. Jill Goodman pointed it out to me very early on when I wasn't aware of it, that the Ukraine basically is the breadbasket for the world. And now the food crisis, which is ramping up. I mean, we had prices in food ramp up, but now there's a crisis of availability of food. It hasn't hit the Gulf states yet, but it will. This is something that is going to take years to recover after this war in Ukraine is over, and that is the ability for the country to have all the products that were being offered out of Ukraine.
Once again, Jill Goodman is right on. The breadbasket concept is very much in play, and this is why the Russians have been trying to get into a position to control the Black Sea in terms of the port where wheat and things like that would be basically sent to other countries. It's so interesting that, you know, you don't know there's other people, there's other citizens, there's other countries, there are other worlds, until something like this happens and it influences your world. Part of the reason that so many things are going up in price, particularly at the consumer level, the level where you would get your foods and your energy, is because so many of these products are interwoven. The livestock get fed some of this stuff. Obviously, people do. And then we have this problem with getting it from point A to point B in a wartime, and we are in a wartime situation. So in terms of bellyaching about the inflation that we have here, get realistic as to what's happening. Mr. Biden, I beg your pardon, President Biden and anybody in the on either side of the aisle, they can't control this situation. This is a worldwide situation, and it might not end anytime soon, because we have the situation going on now in Europe. But, you know, the Chinese, they're looking at the situation, and one, they're being hurt by supplies coming in or not coming in, but also they have certain powers to limit shipping and so forth. So I don't think that's going to happen, but I think it's very important to get a world view. We Americans are so lucky in our democracy. We've got so much abundance. We've had so much freedom. We have had so much largesse. We have had a great educational system that, to a degree, it's not so much we're spoiled, but we kind of get blinded to the fact that the rest of the world doesn't enjoy so many of the things that we do. Therefore, it's very important for people in this country to begin focusing on those politicians who happen to be Republican in both Texas and Florida who are doing things out of ego, out of a quest for power, that is detrimental to the citizens of their states. In Texas, Abbott decided he was going to inspect the vehicles coming over from Mexico much more, which caused a tremendous backlog, which caused billions, I said billions of dollars to businesses. Then in Florida, DeSantis is going crazy with his desire to be in the top spot to run for president. And basically, he pulled out of the hat, taking away from Disney something they were given in 1955 years ago, in order for Disney to basically pay for the police and the fire and all those things that go into this property, this huge property they operate. Now he's taking that away from them. Well, I beg your pardon. What happens is people's real estate taxes are going up 25% minimum. Also, what's going to happen when Florida has got to give the land that Disney is on the fire protection and so forth, which they're no longer obligated based on what DeSantis says? Two instances where Republicans are going against the grain business-wise, and businessmen are beginning to pay attention to this, because it's one thing to say, oh, conservative, oh, yeah, get benefit in taxes, so let's keep them in the power. But it's another thing to see politicians go off the deep end and use their lust for power and their ego to basically hurt business. And in terms of hurting businesses, particularly in Florida, if they lose Disneyland, they lose all kinds of revenues. They lose all kinds of wages for workers. It's like there's a little bit of craziness which is now going into the governorships that's coming from some of these folks who were poisoned by Trump with his venom of grievance and againstness. And we've got to stop this. We've already seen Obama. We've seen other people coming out in terms of this disinformation. Not everybody has given into it, thankfully, but a lot of people have. And they choose to believe this thing that they think is against them when they don't even have the information, the correct information. The lies coming out of Fox News are just really incredible. Just really incredible. But, you know, Rupert Murdoch, he came here as an immigrant, and now he is allowing this corporation to basically go after our democracy. If you care to, you might want to write Rubach or his Tucker man and tell him off, because we want to be free in this country. We don't want to be subject to dictatorship. You don't know what is subject to Hitler, Mussolini, And that's what the Fox program is all about. They're all about disinformation. That's the way Hitler did it. That's the way Mussolini did it. That's the way every dictator does. They do two things, disinformation, and they take over the courts. Then they take over the country, and they take over people's lives.
Well, once again, we are just about out of time, but we are into a pretty wild period here, Jim, and more it looks like a recession is, we only have a minute and a half, but more and more it looks like a recession is now inevitable.
Watch the Fed on Wednesday. They might announce a 50 basis point increase in short rates. It might be higher. The market has discounted some of it, but not enough of it. The stock market looks very precarious. Technically speaking, it's really in bad shape. By that I mean there's a negativity now that has gone from the overly optimistic approach 4 or 5 months ago into a tremendous amount of negativity. It's very difficult for the market to get out of its way. The pandemic is still with us to a degree. The war in Ukraine, the war in this country over our civil rights, this misinformation. And so if you haven't been raising cash, please do. And buy bonds 5 years or shorter, U.S. governments, and keep your powder dry. But most importantly, back to Marshall, get out there and learn what's going on and be prepared to vote in the primaries.
All right, Jim, it's always great to speak to you. We'll speak to you next week, and let's go Yankees and Mets. Both having a good season
go
so far.
Go Yankees, go Mets, go Marshall Miles, the coach.
All right, Jim, we'll speak to you next week.
Have a good one.
Take
care.
Bye-bye. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. This morning here on Robinhood Radio. And as always, remind you all the opinion programs, the opinions that you hear on programs, are those of the people that give the opinions. They do not represent the opinions of Tri-State Public Communications, Robinhood Radio, the Robinhood Radio Network, the underwriters, the donors, or our CATV6 and CATV252 and the Bargain Box and Barn, which all are under the umbrella of Tri-State Public Communications. The opinions given are those of the people giving them. That is plain and simple.